So, Lisa, what is that you're drinking?
Oolong tea, ice oolong tea.
Is it your favorite drink?
It's not really my favorite drink. My favorite drink is Diet Coke. I love Diet Coke. But a couple of years ago, I was drinking only Diet Coke and starting to realize that that probably was not the healthiest thing for me to be drinking, so I switched to oolong tea.
What are the benefits?
So there's a couple of benefits. One benefit which I really like is that it absorbs fat. Or when you're eating foods that are high in fat and drinking it with oolong, for some reason it absorbs some of the fat. So there have been studies that prove that oolong tea does contribute to weight loss. And that's why if you go to a lot of Chinese restaurants, they'll always serve tea with the meal, and most likely it's oolong tea because for some reason it absorbs fat. Plus, oolong tea also has antioxidants, which are cancer fighting and makes it so much healthier for you. So it fights fat and cancer.
So now you only drink oolong tea.
Well, in my research on the most healthiest drink, I also found that green tea was even healthier than oolong tea. And so now I drink oolong tea, green tea, and always a bit of Diet Coke.
So what are the benefits of green tea?
Green tea also, I think it has more antioxidants. And they did a study of green tea and found that people who drink green tea lost more weight than people who weren't drinking green tea. So anything that either absorbs fat or contributes to weight loss is a drink for me.
Okay. But I thought green tea had a lot of caffeine in it, so I thought actually green tea was maybe not the best tea to be drinking.
That's what a lot of people think, actually. And in fact, green tea. So, if you look at on a scale of drinks like tea and coffee and green tea and oolong tea, the drink that has the least amount of caffeine is actually green tea. And that's because it's not processed, the leaves are just dried. Then, the next drink that has more caffeine is oolong tea because the leaves are semi-processed. After that, the next drink that has more caffeine is coffee, actually. Obviously, everyone knows coffee has a lot of caffeine, but the drink that has the most caffeine is English tea.
Very interesting. I learned a
Isn't
lot from you today.
it?